Good morning and welcome to me. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
God came to my house and asked for charity, and I fell on my knees and cried, "Beloved, what may I give? Just love, St. Francis of Assisi." This week, let's practice charity. Set alarms throughout the day. When the timer goes off, for a full 5 minutes, practice charity. Pure attentiveness to the intelligence that animates. Pick up the recorder and express what you love about whatever is in your sphere. Let your recording be a gift to the beloved, a bouquet of loving that acknowledges your intimacy with conscious, compassionate awareness. And here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Karen in North Carolina.
Hey, Karen.
Hey. I just love this assignment. It's like saying a prayer. It's living compassion at its best.
Uh-huh. Living a prayer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I remember reading some book on Christianity once, and they were talking, it was on prayer, and the thing that most struck me by it was they said we live our prayers. You know, it's not like we pray to something. We live our prayers, and that's what, to me, this is what this speaks of.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that takes me to the, I guess it's Saint Teresa of Avila. I never know whether it's her or Meister Eckhart, but if the only prayer you ever issue is thank you, that would be enough.
Yes, that's a powerful one.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this retreat, wow, I'm just in love with it. And then that carries over to everything in my sphere and not in my sphere. I'm just so grateful, and it is a big thank you.
Well, and that's such an important point that you're making. And in case you don't know which point I'm pointing at, we have to make sure we stay in love if we're going to experience love and be love.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah, so you love this retreat, right? You love these assignments. You love doing this work. You love, so you're in love. and then there's nothing that isn't in your sphere, because your sphere is love.
It's love.
And everything is in love.
Yes. And
but,
yeah.
Oh, excuse me just a moment.
No.
There's a but. If we think that we can just go about our lives and have that experience, we will prove to ourselves, either quickly or over time, that that's not possible. We have to have our attention on what we want our life experience to be. We can't be attending to one thing and hoping for that to result in something else.
Yes. Yes, I was looking at that part of this assignment this week, is attention. And
yes.
And attention also as communicating with the intelligence, witnessing the intelligence that is. Being
yes.
Being with.
Being with.
Uh-huh.
One at one with. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, what we're conned into is, well, then I won't get anything done. I'm just going to sit on the couch and love. That's not true. Everything happens in love. We are the ones who have the ability to leave it. And when we leave it, then we suffer, and we tend to make others suffer right along with us, right? So we can be in love and function perfectly.
Yes, and the preconceived notions of what love is, you know, it's being open and being curious as to how life, well, just the experience of it.
Yes.
It's always changing. It's always the discovery. It's always just, I don't even
know. All new, all fresh, all, yes, just, it's all right now. Absolutely.
And it's not some conditioned idea.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Well,
oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Oh, my goodness. Sherry, I think there are so many peace quotes in that conversation. It's such, it's just it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm trying to mute Karen, so hang on
All
one
right.
second.
She'll be quiet.
Karen, I actually can't mute you, so if you would mute yourself or call back in, that would be great.
Yes, I certainly will.
All right, thank you. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Sherry and Mishwini, it's Tracy in Colorado.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, wow. Yeah, that conversation about that place of just like being love, being in love, mm-hmm. and what is really alive for me right now is that like being in love is for me a lot of times if I don't know, and mm-hmm. it's staying engaged in. Whether it's a conversation or just staying engaged and just letting things unfold. But that place of the I don't know is not passive. It's really just continuing to keep attention on awareness. And, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, we have so many words for the same thing, right, Tracy? And that place that you're talking about of being in love is I don't know, or continuing to have attention on awareness. And that's not passive. If I'm attentive, there is the entirety of being in the moment.
Yeah.
And if we follow what Sherry was laying out for us about being in love, I love this retreat, I'm in love, everything happens in love, we could say it's a synonym for the same experience as I don't know, but I'm wholly here with the entirety of my being paying attention.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. 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 And just, you know, like just today, there was a young person, 24, that died yesterday, and we're not sure if it was suicide or overdose or was a friend, someone that I, you know, knew well and know their parents. And there's all these things that are arising, like, and they're overseas, they're flying back today, and like, oh, I should make them this. And just that willingness to stay in that, yeah, there's an idea, and maybe yes, maybe no, but I feel like I don't want to reference myself for the answer, and so, like, I don't know, just, like, staying engaged with other people in the community, and, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the best way to support. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. So being so aware of one's process, and willing not to go with it, but to stay in the attention on awareness, fully present, to see if there's something that is arising as an impulse rather than an idea of what to do. It's the story from yesterday about the little girl offering the blanket to the person, to the teddy bear, to the bear that was shivering. If I have a preconceived notion that the thing to do in this situation is X, then that's what I'm referencing. That's what you mean by referencing me. It's the idea is that conditioned me, the identity reference versus the moment reference where we're absolutely here and then it drops in or it arises or life asks or life suggests. And because we're here, we can be responsive.
I love that, because we're here, we can be responsive. Yeah, I think that's everything. Yeah, just there's a young girl that has in my life, and she was in a super difficult situation, and I remember thinking, like, there's nothing I can do, nothing. But I showed up and just was present, and I said, I don't know what to do. And she said, you don't have to do anything, just listen. And so I think sometimes life just wants us to listen.
Yes.
And not do.
Well, and if that is the misnomer that Sherry was pointing to earlier, which is if we're in love, then everything happens in love, and it's the best thing we can do to be in love and show up in love and offer love.
Yeah. And be in that. I don't even know what that looks like, but I'll just be here and see what happens.
Something doesn't know what it looks like.
Yes. Yes, that's a good point. Yeah, just being moved. I think it's just being moved.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, being moved to love and being moved by love.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Wow, thank you.
Thanks, Tracy. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Margaret in Menlo Park.
Hey, Margaret.
Hey. I haven't been on the show for a while.
I know.
And I've been thinking about you because I was actually up visiting my niece who moved to Vashon Island, and
you were next door.
I was next door, and it was 2 weeks ago or so during that giant storm that happened, and all. And I, it was an amazing experience. But I had thought I could go there. My brother and I drove there, and just rent a car and then leave and go and visit you guys. And I was so wrong. There, I don't know. I mean. I could not escape from my three grand nieces and nephews, just because of I've never really spent time with them before, and they're these loving and joyful creatures.
and you had to choose. You had to choose between two groups of loving and joyful creatures, and you had the one there plus some really miserable weather. So it just seemed. Intelligent to stay right there and enjoy what you had right there with you. Makes sense to me.
And I've been very close to my niece, whose children these are. She's one of my sister's daughters, and it's the future of our family for me. And I she's just an amazing person herself. So I I felt like I was in love the whole time there, because there was a person there. Basically, what she does is, I think she's in love too. I mean, she's, that's just who she is. And she counsels, I think on a donation basis, for women who've had experiences in childbirth like she did, and things like that. That I think she's just an amazing character. I was just there loving all the things going on.
Yeah, and really busy projecting a lot of love.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I could see there was other energetic things going on, but
yeah. And so when we look at loving everything in our sphere, or what in our sphere we love, well, that was a lot in your sphere to love.
It was a lot to take in.
Yeah.
And when I read this assignment this week, for this week, I was just sort of shocked by the identity part of it. I can't remember exactly the wording of it now, but I just could see all my my projecting in life, and how just being a nine and having this feeling and wanting to care for people that it's a huge projection that they needed help or that they needed caring from me, but many of them did or wanted it or whatever, and
we're happy to have it.
We're happy to have it, and I, yeah, but I was so surprised. Whoever was reading that was just in a state of almost like, wow, I don't think I've seen as deeply into that whole sphere of projecting, what's going on around me. And I'm really grateful for that opening up. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's really important to realize that we are creating the world that we live in. Now, everything that we've been brainwashed into believing says that that isn't true, that everything about us, every reaction, every thought, every whatever is caused by something, and it's usually something or someone else, and that the circumstances of my life are what I'm responding to or reacting to, and it's not true. it's as we like to say, an inside job. I'm creating it all. I'm doing it all. This is all me. And so when I see love out there, I know where that's coming from. And when I don't, I know I have a good sense of where I'm not attending. All right. Well,
thank you so
very
much.
Good. Glad to have you back.
me too.
All right. Thanks, Margaret.
Kasho. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Margaret. And that was so beautiful. I never heard you quite say it that way before. When we're not attending, we know where when we're not in love, we know where we're not attending.
Yes. Pretty straightforward.
Yes, it is. And here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. It's Claire from London.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Ashwini. Right. So last time I was on or unmuted, Sherry guided me to going back to the recording and listening website to look again at interviewing, and I just want to say thank you for that. That the instructions are so good and so detailed, and you know, and I could really see the difference between that and two-handed recording, which I hadn't really appreciated before. Yeah, I think it's helped me to see things that I couldn't see, or little things have fallen away. And I'm still having difficulty in that I seem to have fallen down a hole where I spend far too much time looking at a computer and, you know, getting dragged around the internet all the time. And, you know, I used to think, oh, well, that would never happen to me. It's happened. I'm not enjoying it. And I feel like I've got brain fog.
And so, Claire, what do you love?
Well, for instance, I went with a group of people on a night walk in the forest a couple of weeks ago, and I loved that.
What did you love about it?
I loved being with the group of people that I was with. I loved the beauty of, you know, starting out at sunset or watching the sun go down. And, you know, even, you know, we were quite near a motorway and just, you know, seeing the lights from the cars, even that was really pretty.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, I'm always getting messages like, oh, well, you, this doesn't apply to you, this love thing, because you're not capable of love, blah, blah, blah.
That's and Claire, what do you love?
Well, those things.
Right? I mean, so so we can talk about how we've been snookered or bamboozled or what we've fallen into, but the focus on that prevents, it is that attentiveness to something other than love. And so the practice is simply doing that interrupt that I just did, right? What do you love, Claire? And then you're not in the hole anymore.
Yes. Okay.
It's as straightforward as that. It is a matter of attention, because when you redirect your attention to that question of what you love, you're going to be looking at what you love. And then the voice is going to come in and say, but Claire, you know, you're told that you're not ha 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 ha. Well, that's the reason I'm not ha 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 is because I'm listening to you tell me all of that, and I'm not attentive to love.
Yes, I saw that when you were talking to another caller. I saw that very clearly, actually. Yes.
And so now we just practice what we are clear about.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
On that bike.
Just remember to ask Claire what she loves.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Ashwini.
Yeah.
Two things occur to me in that. One, I love that. Just how fast and easy the redirect of attention is, And in that conversation, I was going back to that marvelous clip with the comedian Bob Newhart, where he's a therapist telling that woman, "Well, just stop it." And so I don't know if Claire can access that on the internet. I hate to encourage her back to the internet, but it's such an important one. It's just stop it, and to prove to ourselves that we can. That's such a big part of awareness practice, that we are not victims to a voice that says, you know, you need to do this, and so you need to do this. No. I'm in charge of this life, not some negative voice in my head. And then the thing that you have introduced us to that is so powerful, which is setting the alarms. You know, every time the alarm goes off, where am I? what is my attention on? Get it back to, get it off of the computer. You know, I pictured, you know, shutting the computer down and putting it in another room so that when I want to access it, it's a project to get it back out and set it all up, you know, as a way of supporting the person who gets hooked into that kind of thing. So there's so many practice tools that we have that can help us pass that kind of stuck place that was just being discussed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And if we want the alarm, you know, I've often played with an alarm that gives me a message. What's love got to do with it?
Yes. Yeah, bring Tina in as backup. That's great.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Debbie from Minnesota, and I'm just pulling into my driveway.
Good woman. Turn that car off.
Yes.
Safe and sound.
Yes, turn off the computer, turn off the car, all of it.
There you go. What's going
on? Well, it's glorious. It's like this glorious, warm fall. So that's what's going on. And I love it.
Oh, good.
Yes. And I'm going to be teaching in 5 minutes. So
perfect
timing. I can't stay on too long, but I can stay on long enough to say that the calls are so inspiring, so helpful. I'm so grateful to be on and to be listening all the time.
Well, and that's, again, that's you're right in with our theme, aren't you? What we do is what we get. What we practice is what we have. Right? If I want to be in love, then I have to practice being in love. I have to turn attention to love. I have to fill my life up with what I love. And, you know,
I
the voices will say,
I really do that.
Yeah.
I feel so lucky.
Yeah, well, okay,
so
lucky. Yeah, yes, lucky in knowing that, right? Not lucky in doing that, because a lot of us can know what the answer is and still not accept it. So if we know that the secret to the whole thing, the best thing that we can give back for all we've been given is love, our presence, right? Our attention to being here and being love. Okay, you know that. So what is the way that you can accomplish that? Well, set up your life so that that's where you can live.
It really is set up that way. It's like ridiculous. I feel like I'm a glutton for fun and I have it. Like it's
yes,
great.
Yes, yes. And yeah. Let me ask you this. Has that transformed your life? Are you a better, different person than you were before you...
I'm happy. I know I'm happy.
Yes.
I'm happy.
Yes.
I'm very happy.
Yes. Yes. And happy people are a gift.
Mm.
We know that. As soon as we get around unhappy people, we know what a gift it is not to be that way. And
yeah.
Which, again, to me, Debbie, is why there's such a focus on, but that's selfish. But that's selfish. And yet, back to we live our prayers. That isn't that what it is, to live in love, to live in gratitude, to live in acknowledgement of all that we've been given and all that we are able to receive?
Mm.
Isn't that the kind of the divine message?
Oh, that's so nice. It just makes everything seem so easy.
Yes.
And just as it is. Just
yes.
Nice as it is.
Which is then how what do we do with that? Well, we want that for everyone.
Yeah, we do.
Right? Yeah. There's not it because in that place we're not clinging. We're not afraid it's going to be taken. We don't need to hoard. There's plenty to share because everything that you're describing is perfectly shareable and perfectly available to each and every person who wants it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Revolutionary, Sherry.
I know. Let's take this act on the road, shall we?
Yeah. at least on start meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to get my Zoom started, but it's great to connect, so thanks
It's lovely. Yeah. Take good care. Yeah. Enjoy.
You too. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Gacho.
Bye. Gacho.
Well, thank you, Debbie. Wow, Sherry, what a show.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
well, we're talking about love. How can it not be?
How can it not? How can we not be lit up? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if somebody isn't feeling it, for goodness sake, put yourself in the queue and let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, because it's
yes.
It's available.
Yes, and it's so helpful when we reach out for the support to facilitate the movement from
yes.
attentiveness to something other than love to love, because it is a movement, and sometimes we need the support to make the movement.
Yes, and it is that very process that prompts us to seek the help to make the movement, right? That's part of making the movement.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. All well, right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.
Everybody, go happy.